Hello.
Okay, well today, welcome back to this podcast on this fine Tuesday morning. So today, we're going to be talking about, you know, some things like food.
Food? Sounds good.
I mean, there's a lot of different things to go with food. And so we're just going to be talking about our favorites, our least favorites, just trying to give our own input on something else. I know in one of our other podcasts we talked about diets, but this isn't going to be a diet episode. That's not what it's going to be based on. It's going to be based on the enjoyment of food.
Okay.
The texture of food. What food is just, you think, sits well with you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's start off with, let's see, what, well, let's just do it. What's your favorite food?
Oh, that's
hard. If you had to pick one food to be on a deserted island, only had one food.
It'd maybe be like pizza, because there's so many different varieties of it. Like you could get pizza with vegetables, you get pizza with fruit, you can get pizza with plain pizza, you can get pizza with meat. It's gonna find all your sources of everything.
That's not a bad idea. I think pizza would be nice. I think I would just go with a good steak.
Really?
Yeah, a nice steak. You could live off of that. Just get a fire and cook up your steak. And, you know, maybe some chicken too, I guess. But I would say my overall favorite would be steak.
Yeah. Mine would have to... And then what's your least favorite food?
Least favorite. That's a good question. Boy, I have a few that I don't like. But I don't like pickles.
You don't like pickles.
I don't like pickles a lot. That would be one of my least favorite. I'm trying to think.
I don't like mushrooms.
See, I could...
I'm a big, like, on no mushrooms. Like, I'm dead set. I don't like mushrooms. Or pumpkin pie.
Oh, no, that's it. I changed my mind. You're right. I despise pumpkin pie. I do. I'm glad you brought that one up. I don't like it at all. I never
like
it.
I mean, it can be, like, fun. I used to like it, but then I had this really bad experience where I, like, threw up after I ate it. And once you throw up after, like, you eat a food, unless you, like, are really dead set on it, you're going to not want to eat it.
Right.
Like, I went and, like, one time me and my dad went to Taco Bell. And I got this, every time I'd go, I'd get this certain dessert. It's not on the menu anymore because that was like 1,000 years ago. But got this dessert and I ate it all the time and it was so good. It was a brownie. And my dad was like, and then one time I got in his car, I got sick. I never went to Taco Bell again to the past, like this year.
Wow. Yeah, that does happen if you get sick off of something. Definitely you don't have the urge to want to eat that food. I'm trying to think. Is there anything? I can't remember anything I actually got sick off of that I didn't want to eat going forward.
Yeah.
Like that. But, okay. So
okay,
now,
let's talk about our different food groups and what in that, like, our favorite out of each
okay.
food group. So let's start with fruits.
Fruits. Favorite fruit? You got to go with bananas. Everyone likes bananas.
Yeah, everybody does. I love bananas, but I have so many different favorites. I eat a lot of fruits. I hate vegetables, so I just substitute with my vegetables and fruit with double fruits.
Okay.
So I would have to say maybe I really like cherries. I really like watermelon.
Watermelon is delicious.
It's so good. What are some other things? I don't know.
A good apple?
If it's like fresh, like if you just went apple picking, yes. But like I don't like the skin on the outside. So I like apple slices. I it sounds like a 5-year-old, but I love apple slices.
And peaches.
We just recently took a trip to Florida, and we have to drive all the way back through all the southern states.
Yes.
So, we were in Georgia, and we found the best peaches. Like, it was when we were going down, so we got these peaches in Georgia. So, we were at this gas station. No, it was a McDonald's right side a gas station.
Mm-hmm.
So we went in this gas station right across the street, fresh peaches and fresh dates and all that fun stuff. So we got Georgia peaches. They were delicious.
Yes.
They were so juicy
fresh.
And soft, but we didn't eat them all, which that was a mistake. And then we just had to throw all those peaches out, which I really felt bad of.
Yeah, well, sometimes you do that. You buy too much, your eyes are bigger in your stomach. And
no, it wasn't that. It just only came in one size.
Oh, okay.
Like, we wanted a peach.
Okay, now, vegetables. Do you like any vegetables?
I'm really not a big fan. Like, I'll eat broccoli if I have to, but it's not, like, a fun thing. I mean, the only vegetable I can really think of that I would willingly eat is corn.
I like corn. I could eat broccoli. What about cucumbers? I don't like pickles. But I like cucumbers, plain cucumbers. I don't pickle them.
I mean, I like cucumbers like with ranch. But that's like a whole other thing. Like when you add the dip.
Well, yeah, you can eat anything with ranch.
Yeah, when you add the sauce, that's what makes it. Like I'm just talking about plain vegetables. Right. Like when you add the sauce, I can eat anything for sure. But like ranch, I put ranch on everything. And anything I can get my hands on. I put ranch on my pizza. I put ranch, where else do I put ranch? I dip it in everything, all my vegetables. Mm-hmm. I just put it on everything.
Yes.
I will eat, there's so many more things with ranch. I just can't come to mind right now, but I put
French
ranch.
Fries?
Yes, I love ranch.
Fried foods in general,
yes,
ranch.
Fried foods, yes.
Wings are good with ranch.
Oh my god, why do I keep forgetting this? Because I eat wings like every day. I'll eat wings every single, like probably, there's still some in there that I'll probably eat tonight. You know, all that stuff. And like fried foods, like fried pickles. I know you don't like fried, I don't like pickles either. I'm not a big fan of pickles, but I think you'd like fried pickles.
I had them before, and it's still, I say pickles is probably up there with pumpkin pie as my least favorite food, because even fried, and that's saying a lot, because you could fry anything and it tastes better.
Yeah. I mean, I put ranch on, like, all fried foods and, like, everything that's just fried.
Yes.
Like, even, like, hush puppies.
Oh, hush puppies, yes. Very good.
But, yeah, like, okay, now let's go on with...
What is your favorite drink? Your plain just drink every day?
Sprite. I drink Sprite. Like, I have 500 cans in my room. Like, I drink it, like, religiously. It's bad, but it's like I drink, like, 6 of them a day.
I would have just water. I like plain water. Room temperature. It don't have to be ice cold.
If I drink water, it needs to be ice cold.
See, I just need it. Right out of the spigot.
Oh, really?
Out of the filter.
Mine needs to be ice cold for me to even bother drinking it. And then if you add a little lemon, I'll drink it. I like a little lemon in there.
Okay.
It's good for you, like if you add lemon.
And what's your least favorite type of drink that you think? You know, see, for me, it would be coffee. I hate coffee.
I hate
coffee.
Like, I mean, I'll drink coffee. Like, I Dunkin' iced coffee. Like, if you add all the things, like, I would get the vanilla iced coffee. I'd add loads of cream and sugar.
See, even if you cream and sugar, anything with coffee in it is a no-go.
I hate coffee, too. It's just if I need it. Like, if I need it, then, like, I'll drink it. Like, Dunkin' iced coffee, that's the only coffee I can handle, is Dunkin' French vanilla iced coffee with cream and sugar. Give it a really good mix. Add some more sugar once I, like, add a little, like, sprinkle of sugar when I get home my own sugar. Mix it up. That's the only thing I can take with coffee. I hate everything else, but...
And I'm not a big fan of iced tea either.
I love sweet tea. I, like, once I came to the South...
Yes.
I started drinking sweet tea more because when you come up to Pennsylvania and Pittsburgh and all those places, cities, they have iced tea and they make you put in your own sugar, which I think that's totally uncalled for. They should have sweet tea. And then when they have sweet tea, they always do it wrong. Never been to a restaurant in Pittsburgh or anywhere in the North that I can get a good sweet tea. Now, when I'm down in Virginia, mm-hmm. I get the best sweet tea. It doesn't. It's my everything. I drink sweet tea. So.
Well, you're going to have to learn to make your own sweet tea.
No. I mean, yeah, that's it. My dad makes pretty bomb sweet tea, too, from the Lipton thing.
Yeah,
Lipton
see, powder. Well, he knows what he's doing. But, yeah, I think that would be my two favorites. Go-to is water. Mm-hmm. And then any other sugary drink usually is pretty good.
Yeah, like...
You can drink. It's not necessarily your favorite, but if someone gives you a Coke or a Pepsi, you could drink.
This is unpopular opinion because in my family, on my dad's side especially, it's like a very Pepsi family.
Very Pepsi-oriented,
like, you can only drink Pepsi. That's the only thing they really drink. But she's resorted to water, which is, I think it's kind of better, but she drinks a lot too. He's more of a coffee. I don't know what he drinks. He drinks his Gatorade.
Yes.
But my Aunt Debbie, she drinks probably 5 of them a day in the same little cup, the same little Steelers cup, and she will chug it. I don't support it. I'm gonna come out and say right now, mm-hmm. I don't like Pepsi. I don't think I like Coke better than Pepsi. Well, they taste the exact same to me, but I think Coke
has a little different taste to it, which is a little better. But Pepsi, they're close enough to where I could drink one or the other if I drank.
Which one do you like better?
But I would take Coke over Pepsi.
No, it's just more of like, I could be a Pepsi person. Like, I'm totally a Pepsi person, but I'm a Coke person too. To me, they taste the exact same. It's just Pepsi has more of a bubbly feeling to it than Coke. So I'd probably take Coke over Pepsi, but like at the end of the day, I really don't care. Okay, so let's get into our grains, like our carbs, like our breads, our cakes, our cookies.
Cakes, well, you can have donuts. It's all, they're all kind of the
same. Bagels, like anything with bread in it or flour. Like, we're just gonna talk about that.
Okay, well, what do you say, what's your favorite? As far as a dessert.
I love old fashioned sugar cookies. The ones from Walmart especially, but the ones from Giant Eagle are also good too. I have them right here. I had them for about 3 days, and they were like 5 stacked up, and I have 2 left.
Yes, I would just say cookies are good. Regular old chocolate chip cookies. You can't go wrong with those. Little chewy, chewy, not necessarily the hard kind.
Oh my God, do you like the Chips Ahoy, those soft ones, the soft bake?
Sure.
I went through a phase where I love soft bake cookies. But not really anymore. I just like medium. Like, I just like regular cookies. Okay, cakes. I have a rainbow cake in the fridge, and I haven't tried it yet, but I really want to.
Just old-fashioned pie a la mode with apple pie and some vanilla ice cream.
Can't
go wrong with that.
I only like apple pie. Any other pie is not my kind of thing.
Cherry pie is good. Apple pie. That's usually my... If I take apple pie...
It's apple pie is just a classic, and you can never go wrong with it unless you have an apple allergy, and then you're probably going to die.
Then you would stay away from your apple pies, I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah, and then breads, like you got any kind of bread's usually pretty good for the most part to me.
I don't like whole wheat. Like some mothers make their kids like eat whole wheat. I'm going to say something for a second with this food.
Okay.
There are like some really like not cool parents out there that feed their children, you know, basically just like shit. Like, they feed them like on a platter. It's like they feed them whole wheat bread. Like, can only eat a certain kind of meat. They like have organic things. Like, no, I was raised on like Ho-Ho's and Sprite. No.
Well, everyone's different what they want their children to eat.
Well, I'm sorry, but like that's like kind of rude. Like, if they weren't raised on that, we all know that most parents like that, like my age, are probably from the 70s, unless you, from the 70s or 80s. I doubt their 70s and 80s parents really cared about the organic things unless they were hippies.
Oh no, they did not. No, they didn't. So it's hard to say. People want, you know, healthier food for their kids, I guess.
I just don't agree with that, doing that to a child, especially like a younger one. Like, if they're on vacation, like I had this one kid, and my mom knows this, and like on vacation, he like got fed like whole wheat bread and like a slice of cheese and ham, and it's like I wanted to puke for him, and I'm like, my dad, you see that? You see that? And he's like, yeah, that's terrible. Well, no, it's just my dad.
Yeah.
He's the kind of guy that's like, I don't know. You gotta be smart. Gotta be smart. Like,
he's the kind of person that eats powdered donuts for breakfast, so he's not the best person to go to on a diet.
Yeah, he'll literally make fun. He made fun of you.
I know.
He's like, you don't want a ho-ho? Well, guess what? You're a ho. Like, well, he's not that kind of guy.
Hey, and people, you know, people are going to eat what they're going to eat.
No, I just don't agree. Like, you should give your, if you're on vacation, like, I just don't think you should do that.
True.
Well, it's just more of like, it's just the different parts how you're raised. Like, if you're raised, like, I probably would never do that to my kids, like, make them, like, eat, like.
You say that now, but you never know what 10, 15 years you're going to think.
My dad will probably bully me, or he'll just secretly give his grandkids, like, junk. So, I can't really do anything about that. Like, he'd probably buy them, like, donuts.
They're your children. Put your foot down and tell them no.
Well, I can't tell my own father no.
When it's your child, yes, you can.
Oh, no, I can't.
It's when it's your child.
He created me to have children.
But it's your child, so it's your decision to make.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's how it works. Why do you think your dad tells you what to do?
Well, I wouldn't think that. Like, I'm not going to be like, I might get him, like, organic
butter.
Granny
don't tell your dad what to do.
I like organic butter.
Organic butter is very good.
That's the only thing I'd ever probably give my kids that's organic.
No margarine, just butter. Regular, old-fashioned, good.
I just don't think that, like, it's necessary to have all that stuff. Like, it's just more like, in my house, it's not like a health house. Like, you can come over to, like, most of my friends come over to my house, and I have, like, honey buns and goldfish and all that junk from Little Debbie's.
But it doesn't mean you have to be one or the other. You could be somewhere in the middle.
Well, I'm not in the middle.
That's the key. You could, but you make it sound like you either have to eat all junk food or you have to
eat all. No, you can be in the middle. I just don't agree if you're, you can be in the middle. I just don't agree if you're all health for your children. Like, what are they going to get out of that? Like, they're not going to have any friends in their lunch. If they have lunch and they don't have a Lunchable, or if they don't have a, they're probably going to get made fun of because their food
looks like crap. So it's a social thing with you. It's not necessarily a health thing. It's about.
Well, they could get bullied. Like, I know this one kid, and his mother made them, like, eat vegetable, like, stuff, and everybody made fun of him because he didn't have any dessert in his lunch.
You kids are very shallow people about just because someone eats a vegetable.
Well, no, I'm just talking about how he got made fun of. I didn't make fun of him, but he got made fun of.
Well, those things happen with children and growing up.
Well, no, because you don't just feed your child just vegetables. Like, how are they going to live? How are these children going to live?
They'll eventually discover other things.
Or they're going to look, I don't know, but I eat very unhealthy. I eat it probably about 2,000 calories, 5,000 a day. Between that.
I doubt you eat 5,000 calories.
Well, no, 2,005. It just depends on what I eat that day.
Right. I'm guessing you're eating a little less than 2,000. You're not very big, so you're not probably eating that much food.
You want to bet?
Yes.
I have back-to-back meals, like back to back.
Now we're getting off topic here about how much you eat, and I don't think you're eating 2,000 calories a day. So,
well, I just said 5,000 for you. You probably eat 5,000.
No, probably around 2,000 to 2,500 calories.
I eat 2,000, I think. I think because I drink so much Sprite, and that comes with a lot of calories.
Yeah, Sprite is awful for you.
And
you drink that much.
I eat a lot of this popcorn. I eat a lot of cookies, I eat a lot of cakes, I eat a lot of pies, I eat all that stuff in a whole day. So I think maybe around 2,000 should be where it's at, just because of all the drinks that I drink and all the things that I eat.
Yes.
I could go through a bag of goldfish in a day, you know? So that's just kind of how
it is. Yes, you eat a ton of empty calories.
Yeah.
No nutrition.
Nope.
Well, we'll leave it at that, I think. I think this has been a good discussion.
Okay, well, we see you every Tuesday and Thursday, and we'll be back Thursday with something new. Bye.
See you later.